Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hello, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Irene Blanco. Dr. Blanco is the Professor of Medicine Rheumatology, the Director of the Lupus Clinical Services. And Dr. Blanco, I was hoping we could talk a little bit about one autoimmune disorder in particular. I was hoping we could talk about lupus and get your overview of the disease.
Lupus is an autoimmune disease that disproportionately affects women, particularly actually women of color. So we see it affecting more Black, Latino, Indigenous women, Asian women. And it really affects women predominantly during their reproductive years. So the most common time when lupus is diagnosed is in women from ages 15 to 45, though they can be diagnosed younger. So we do see childhood onset lupus, but we actually do see lupus being diagnosed well after menopause as well. It's an autoimmune disease that can really affect every single organ system. And so while there are mild cases of lupus, there can be very severe cases of lupus as well.
So Dr. Blanco, what are the symptoms of lupus and how do you receive a diagnosis?
It's a challenging diagnosis, and I think it's challenging for many reasons. Number one, medical schools don't do a great job at teaching rheumatology. Oftentimes they're isn't a good rheumatology course. And lupus, because it can affect multiple organ systems, you know, you don't teach a good comprehensive course on lupus. They may get a little bit in their kidney course. They may get a little bit in their lung course. They may get a little bit in their skin course. So it's hard for the average doctor to kind of put it all together. So many patients present with a lot of fatigue, sometimes some fevers, some swollen glands or lymph nodes, aches, pains, arthritis, rashes, and that can really mimic a lot of other conditions, so that can lead to a delay in diagnosis.
Is there any one specific test that says, okay, this is lupus, or is it a matter of process of elimination?
A little bit of both. So, you know, we start with a test called an ANA or an anti-nuclear antibody, but that's not a specific test for lupus. That is a test that kind of tells us that there's some autoimmunity happening within the patient. So we can see that test be positive in a whole range of autoimmune diseases. And when we see that positive in the setting of the right clinical symptoms, that really leads us to suspect lupus. And then we do a series of confirmatory tests to help us confirm the diagnosis.
Well, if you're just now joining us, welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm Robin Rock, and Dr. Irene Blanco is joining me today, and we're talking about lupus. And I'm wondering if you can tell me what causes lupus and if there are any risk factors.
So what exactly causes lupus, nobody really knows for certain. It's probably a combination of having the unfortunate genetic background with the right environmental exposures. What we see is there's not a very clear family history. So it's not that automatically if you have a parent with lupus that you're automatically going to have a child with lupus. But we see that like there is a predisposition of having autoimmunity in the family. But even when there's absolutely identical twins, the risk is just about 50-50 if one twin has lupus that the other twin will have lupus. So there is something in the environment, whether that's sun exposure, pollution exposure, something that kicks off the disease when you have the right environment, genetic environmental background. And other risk factors, sun exposure is probably a pretty significant background because we know that lupus patients have a predisposition to a lot of what we call photosensitivity, where they get significant beefy red rashes in the sun, but also they can get overall disease flare-ups when they have a significant sun exposure.
Okay, so could you tell me how lupus is treated?
There's a myriad of treatments, and unfortunately, we don't have one good general all-around medicine for lupus. So there's the preventative things that we do for lupus. So it's important because this is an autoimmune disease and lupus patients don't tend to have normal immune systems so that they, you know, protect themselves from infections, that they make sure to get vaccinations, that they protect themselves from the sun. So SPF is critically important. Even if you are a darker skin patient, you still need SPF at least 30, but really we recommend 50 and above.
You know, when I hear you saying, Dr. Blanco, it sounds like lupus isn't just involvement in one part of the body. And it sounds like when you come to Northwestern Medicine, I mean, you've got a team looking out for a disease that doesn't play fair.
Everybody has has to work together to really create these comprehensive treatment plans, because it's really impacting patients at what is most often the prime of their life.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.